This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on the 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of next month. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on the 10th of this month and the last date for filing of nomination will be the 17th of this month. The Chief Election Commissioner denied the allegations of EVM tampering, increased voter turnout after 5 p.m. and slow counting process. He reiterated that electronic voting machines are foolproof devices and it is impossible to change voter turnout data. The term of the current assembly will end on the 23rd of next month. Our correspondent reports that the model code of conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission has also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu. BJP President and Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has welcomed the poll body's announcement of the Delhi Assembly elections, saying that elections are the biggest festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said the elections are a medium to keep the country advancing on the path of development and good governance. Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav said on the 5th of February the people of Delhi will vote for change as the AAP government has failed to fulfill its promises. Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia has expressed hope that voters will elect AAP to form the government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Bharat Poll portal and the three new criminal laws will serve as a strong mechanism to catch fugitives who flee abroad. Launching the Bharat Poll portal in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said it will play a significant role in crime control by connecting investigative agencies and the police of all states to the Interpol network of 195 countries. Developed by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, the Bharat Poll portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. The centre has emphasised that there is no cause for concern for the public from the human metapneumovirus HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the States and Union Territories, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases, along with the public health measures for their management. The Secretary has advised the states to strengthen and review the surveillance of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infections. Meanwhile, Maharashtra's Medical Education Minister Hasan Mushrif today informed the media that no case of the HMPV has been reported in the state so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritise India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The Ministry has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders until the 18th of next month through the MyGov platform. The death toll in the earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has mounted to 95. Chinese official media Xinhua reported that 130 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region this morning. India's gross domestic product GDP is projected to grow at 6.4% in the fiscal year 2024-25, according to the first advance estimates of the annual gross domestic product for the current fiscal released by the National Statistical Office of the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today. Nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 9.7%. In badminton, India's women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the round of 16 at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. And with that, we end this news bulletin.